A listening session held last night in Wasilla by the head of the Department of Veterans Affairs was dominated by complaints about the healthcare system for veterans. As KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports, the VA is struggling in Alaska to rebuild trust as policy changes unfold from Washington, D.C., all the way to the state's most remote clinics.
They'll listen.
They do not listen, sir.
No!
On the green AstroTurf soccer field inside Wasilla's Menard Sports Center, a crowd of hundreds, mostly older, turned out to talk about the VA. Speaking from a stage without any notes or script, Secretary Robert McDonald gave an overview of the massive problems hampering the VA's service in recent years.
Obviously, the Department of Veterans Affairs had a crisis. The primary reason, as I looked at the situation, was the aging of the American veteran population.
There are more veterans coming on the rolls, and also more recognition of things like post-traumatic stress, hepatitis C, from Vietnam-era blood transfusions, and exposure to Agent Orange. McDonald says that just as needs are ballooning, there's a compounding shortage of staff.
We didn't have enough doctors or nurses. When I first testified in front of Congress, I said I need to hire 28,000 medical professionals nationally.
Staffing concerns have been an issue in Alaska, particularly at the nearby Matsu Valley Clinic. At the heart of the crisis, though, according to McDonald, are congressional budgets that cap spending on veteran health. But where to lay blame for such enormous problems was one of the many, many things the crowd pushed back against.
1 hour with all of us? Come on, let's get real.
Mike Coons is a retired Air Force sergeant who got in a heated exchange with McDonald.
And I thank Dan Sullivan for making you come up here.
Who made me
specifically
come here?
With that packet came a notice of privacy.
Wait. Let's be clear. Nobody made me come here.
Dan Sullivan had a lot to do with this.
No, he didn't. He had nothing to do with it.
Okay. Anyway.
Testimony was overwhelmingly critical of the VA, filled with stories of personal misfortune and professional misconduct, some stretching back decades. James Perkins is a recent vet from the 10th Mountain Division who drove up from the Kenai Peninsula. He says in spite of efforts to overhaul the system in both Alaska and the U.S., it's still vastly insufficient considering the need.
I've lost over 6 brothers that I've served with in less than a year to suicide. And I've almost been a victim of veteran suicide myself. The struggle is real.
Stories of suicide, overmedication, and VA staffers too overworked or indifferent to help got cheers of agreement from the crowd. Joe Oswald Jr. says many local veterans are afraid to raise problems they've experienced.
Me speaking here is going to get me retaliation from VA. And VA is part of the reason some veterans commit suicide because they suggest suicide. Nobody is addressing it, sir. Everybody's just passing the buck and hoping you go away.
Yeah, listen, we there's no question we need to improve our customer service.
Well, improve it. You need to fire everybody and rehire them because they ain't doing their job.
As Secretary McDonald listened, he would periodically refer people to VA staffers set up at tables at the back of the event. Scott Harrison is a Marine Corps vet who lost his home from spiraling health problems. He doesn't expect any one person to solve all of his health issues, but says the frustration for many, himself included, is wrangling complex paperwork just to get plugged in to their benefits.
Nobody knows who I'm supposed to talk to. They cannot find my records. I was at so many different duty stations, so many different bases, so many different operations. There's absolutely no way that every record along the path is lost.
McDonald interrupted him to flag down a staffer to get the Marine's info.
Let's try to find your records.
Harrison spent about 15 minutes talking with a VA employee as she scribbled down notes. Afterward, he explained that in spite of struggling to find enough care, he does see people trying hard to help within a flawed system.
I think people are emotional on all of this, and I think maybe people are wanting to blame the secretary or hold him to task. The man's doing a job.
The secretary stayed late to take more questions, but had to hustle out afterwards to make his flight. He called from the road to explain why he wants visits like this one to be more than just a show.
You know, there shouldn't be a single thing that we hear that we don't work on. But we follow up on everything.
That's crazy. So I thought that was sort of a, you know, kind of a general promise, but you guys, your team literally follows up on the testimony you hear?
Every single thing.
The secretary's visit also included a trip to Kotzebue and a headstone ceremony on Wednesday in Point Hope. In Wasilla, I'm Zachariah Hughes,